This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been hearing about the Aviva and Their Pets event happening tomorrow at Aviva Health on the nonprofit campus north of Roseburg. And Sean Hopfer in this morning, did I get that right?
You did. It's pretty close. Pretty close.
So what is it really?
Hopfer.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, very good. If I was actually looking at my notes, I would know this. Talk about, first of all, what do you do at Aviva?
I am the social determinants of health coordinator, and I also oversee and supervise the outreach team.
Now, that first part seems like an interesting title. What does that actually mean?
So, social determinants of health are the barriers that stand in the way of our folks getting the healthcare services that they need. And so, my team works to kind of break down those barriers so that they're able to access those services. Transportation is a huge, huge issue. Housing, of course, in our area, food insecurities, education, and the list just goes on and on.
So how long have you been doing that?
I will actually celebrate 2 years at Aviva tomorrow, November 7th.
Wow. And they've thrown this little event.
Yes. Yes.
Now, what was your background to get you into this kind of work?
Absolutely. So I previously worked here in Roseburg at our Child Advocacy Center. I was a child and family advocate there and left there in 2022 and joined the Aviva Health family.
Wow. And why do you like this whole area of work?
Oh, I think I have a service heart, and that's just one of those things that makes me very happy, is to be able to provide and bring services to others who are in need. And Aviva definitely speaks to my heart as an FQHC here and as a nonprofit organization.
And FQHC means?
Federally Qualified Health Center.
For people that didn't have notes at home this morning. So you've got the Vets and Their Pets event tomorrow. What's going to be going on?
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is a really special event for me. Again, I mentioned I'll celebrate my 2-year anniversary at Aviva tomorrow. So I started the week in 2022 that Aviva hosted this event. So it was really my first look at how the Aviva team can come together and really support and provide some special members of our community, and those special members being our veterans. And so we will, again, this is an annual event for us. We get to host again tomorrow. And the event runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we'll have vendors available that will be able to provide both grooming-type services for pets as well as free vaccines. There will be someone on board there tomorrow to provide haircuts for our veterans. We will have a free lunch. There will be a flag ceremony to kick us off tomorrow. One of our own Aviva folks will also share their story as a veteran and now as an Aviva staff member as well. And overall, it's just our opportunity to say thank you to the veterans in our community.
Well, and it seems like a lot of folks at Aviva are veterans, and certainly Casey Bolton is really big on that.
That is correct. We're very fortunate. We have a number of veterans on our staff. Yeah.
And of course, doing this ahead of Veterans Day, which is full of other things going on.
Exactly. One of the things I think that's great is that we do kind of hit it just prior to Veterans Day. And honestly, this is one of those things our veterans should be celebrated, I think, all year long. And so this just kind of kicks it off for us. And then, of course, we get to have the great Veterans Day parade that Roseburg always provides as well.
So it's happening tomorrow. What are the times again?
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And free lunch, and lunch will be cooked and provided there on site at Aviva at 150 Northeast Kenneth Ford Drive by Aviva staff.
And what do you like about being out on the nonprofit campus with the other agencies?
Oof. We get to work so closely with our community partners, and not just our partners that are on campus, they're with us at Jerry Bruce, but just our community partners in general. And again, that allows us to connect our patients with resources that we're not able to provide directly due to funding, but they've got the funds to do that. And so just really establishing those community partner relationships, I think, is very valuable for us in this community.
All right, again, it's happening tomorrow. We'll be out there during the event as well. Sean Hoffer from Aviva, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. We'll see you tomorrow.
8:30, 7th Morning Report.